It's showtime.
Hey, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? This is the only fun Survivor podcast. My name is Jake Shadell. Each week I ask my best friend Thomas Powell if he did indeed watch a certain reality show. Hey, Thomas, how's it going today? This evening?
Oh, it's going great, Jake. Happy weekend before Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you, and thank you, and happy weekend before Memorial Day weekend to you, too. What are you doing to celebrate?
Going to work tomorrow. I can't wait.
You know what? I actually just had the memory that I also have to go to work tomorrow. And that's really the best way to celebrate the week before Memorial Day. What are you doing for Memorial Day?
Probably go golfing. I went golfing this weekend, too.
Wow. Wow. You love to golf.
Do love to golf.
This man. I love to ride my bike and shoot hoops and chill with my friends, but you don't seem to be bragging about it.
Yeah, well, you know what? Maybe you should do cool old guy stuff like playing golf.
No, I'm going to do cool old guy stuff like taking a nap while watching golf on the TV.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, you watched that PGA Championship today? Man, crazy.
You know I did not. I did go to Paramount Plus, though, to watch the last 5 minutes of that episode of The Curse that I was talking to about like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, of course.
Great show. Everybody loves that show from 6 months ago. Speaking of great shows that everybody loves, Thomas, did you watch Survivor 46 last night? Source from Spill, I don't do bummies. Cause I show my shots in town, the
neighbors think I'm Andy Murray. Now all this food in my tummy. I sure did.
What an episode it was, huh? This week's episode was called Mama Bear. Mama Bear. Mama Bear. Mama Bear. I keep saying it because I want it to sound good, but it just doesn't.
No, it never it does. Mama Bear.
It's not a good title. Mama Bear. Like, that's not unique enough to this episode or this season even for that to mean anything.
I just keep imagining Mama Bear being the name of, like, do you know when Letterman would have a band on and they would have like an album title or band name that he thought was kind of funny? And he would just say it a lot. He'd be like, Paul, how about this, huh? Mama Bear. Paul would be like, oh, yeah. Good one, Dave. And then at the end, when it was like, it would be one of the performances where Dave really liked it, he'd come out and he'd be like, how about that, huh? Mama Bear is in stores now.
Was David Letterman also the one who always complimented the person's drums?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that was good stuff. Now it's all about Jimmy Fallon and Taylor Tomlinson and John Mulaney has a show on Netflix now that's apparently some sort of late night show.
Yeah, it's Everybody's in L.A. Speaking of David Letterman, he's on one of those episodes.
Wow, what a surprise. David Letterman has a show on Netflix also. What do you think, Netflix? Too many shows or not enough?
Too many. Far too many.
Yeah, Bring back the DVDs, one every 3 days, please. Q says, they say you can see Venus from space, but we don't see Venus here. Great line from Q. Great line to open the episode. You know, like, I miss Venus, obviously, but that was very funny.
Yeah, no, that's a good line. Look, Q is about as good as it gets when it comes to the talking heads. I think we can all agree. Yeah.
Call him Jack Nicholson or Diane Keaton. Is that right? As good as it gets?
Yeah. Yep. Greg Kinnear. He was in that too.
Oh, yeah. Call him Greg Kinnear. Ben admits to voting for Kenzie because he said his mind blanked out. How does this happen? Like, I'm trying to make sense of this, right? Like, oh, I forgot who I'm going to vote for. But there's like five other people you could have chosen from at that point. Why did you pick your best friend?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess maybe if you like forgot what the plan was and you panicked, but I mean, he has been like not sleeping well and not eating, so.
Yeah, I guess it could be that he literally forgot everybody's name except Kenzie. I could see that happening. Maria cries about Venus calling her game a fart.
She, look, I'm sorry, she was right. It's so funny to be crying about that. It's like, she was right.
Like, Maria's game doesn't even smell that bad. To call her whole game a fart.
It's not a farts.
Ben wakes up in the night having another panic attack, and Kenzie helps him through it, as she apparently has done every night this season. Pretty good episode for Kenzie.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. And then great news for everybody's favorite person. Liz has, in fact, pooped for the first time all season.
Big episode for Liz. Good for her.
Big episode for Liz. Not pooping for 3 weeks. Big mistake. Charlie is...
That's a big mistake.
Charlie is wavering between Ben and Kenzie versus Q and Maria. It feels like it should be obvious which side he should side with at this point, right?
I would not trust Q and Maria personally, but also like there's more room to maneuver there, I guess.
I mean, at this point, there's not really any, I was going to say there's nowhere you can maneuver, but I guess you can maneuver a lot with six people left. Right.
Yeah.
But if it's like one side versus the other, what are you going to do? Okay. At the reward challenge, they have to do a high step thing. They have to move it back through a ladder bridge and then a ball maze on the Dharma logo. Pretty cool stuff. Pretty good one, huh?
Yeah, I thought so too.
Winners get Chinese takeout at the sanctuary where good things happen. How about that? Were you excited for them?
Yeah, pretty cool.
Charlie wins this challenge, and they also get letters from home. Now, how about that, huh?
That's a pretty good reward. It's a reward worth killing for.
What?
Don't worry about it.
Kenzie's fiance moved their wedding for her to do Survivor, so Charlie picks Liz to go on the reward, finally. Good guy, Charlie, and Kenzie, because she had to move her wedding. Good stuff. Thomas, if you were getting married, but you got a call from Survivor, do you think you would move your wedding day if it meant you could go on Survivor?
That's not my decision to make. That's what I would say.
It's your wedding. You actually should get a say in it, but okay.
I'm saying if I get the all clear from the other person whose wedding it is, then sure.
Okay.
And honestly, they probably need to suggest it.
Very good diplomatic answer. Good job. Maria is sad she wasn't picked. I guess. Whatever. I don't care. I understand that she wants to hear from her kids, but they're not my kids. Then we get a great line from Jeff. He says, while talking to Maria, a mother's love is unique because you created these people.
You created these people. Right? Who created them?
What about that? What about a Jerry Seinfeld hosted season of Survivor? That'd be funny. Jeff then turns to us and says, get your mom to try out for Survivor. Have you talked to your mom about trying out for Survivor yet?
No, I haven't gotten to it. Yeah, I need to do that. It's very important. I'm sure she would definitely want to. She's retired now. She's not doing anything.
Yeah, they got plenty of time now. Liz is so happy to be chosen for the reward. Charlie says that he and Maria have been like Malcolm and Denise all season. You know the legend of Malcolm and Denise now, right?
Do I?
We have not watched this season with Malcolm and Denise together, their initial season, but it is a very popular couple that people reference a lot, so I don't know if you picked up on things along the way. Decent season. Philippines, season 20-something-5, maybe? Okay, back at camp, Maria is still very sad that she didn't get to read her letters. Okay, great. We feel for you.
I think that's
Mama
underselling
Bear.
It. This was, look, it's tough. You want to see your kids. It's been a while since you've seen them. This reaction, despite having gone on two straight rewards.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you're going to see your kids in, like, a few days.
Yeah. Get over it.
Yeah. The part with it is, like, you want to see him. I totally get it. But, like.
Yeah, Maria's got cool kids.
You're not going to go on every reward. Like.
Especially when she already made plans with Charlie to not go on this reward.
Yeah, they're sticking to the previous plans there. So I just, it's the one thing where she kept being like, I don't blame him for this. I don't. It's like, yes, you do. You clearly do.
Mm-hmm. They read their letters at the reward, and it's so touching. Did you love this?
I like the picture that Liz's daughter drew.
Mm-hmm. Liz does also call this a bucket list item. I'm sure you loved that as well.
No. Not allowed. So,
Charlie is working on a plan to blindside Maria. Surprise, surprise. We all knew it was coming. Then we go back to camp. Q goes idol hunting, and he does find it. And he says, well, he's excitedly explaining to the camera that he found it, I just need to get through this vote, and then I'm in the final four.
Oh, Q.
What happened on this season?
Nobody will ever learn a lesson here. This is a group of people who are immune to learning.
It's like the producers, you know, the marshmallow test that they give to kids, that where it's like, you can have a marshmallow now or two later if you wait, and then they'll leave and then they'll bring back a marshmallow later. And the test is if the kid can eat the marshmallow or wait. It feels like that's what's happening with the idols this season, where the producers told them all, hey, you can play this idol this time, but if you wait, you get two idols. And they're like, ooh, two idols. Just play. Whatever.
This would be like if they told you that and you had seen multiple kids in a row get like shot with a gun.
Yeah. So he immediately shows Maria his marshmallow. You know.
Gross. They put you on lists for doing stuff like that, so but apparently it's fine here.
It's on Survivor. No rules on Survivor. Maria is also considering taking Charlie out. What a surprise. Everybody was expecting this.
I liked them, the like bookended things of them both being like, well, now's the time for me to turn. Like they both, it fits the whole dynamic they've had for the whole show that they both at the same time were like, now is the time to get the other person out.
Yeah, I liked it. At the immunity challenge, they have to swim, then do a balance beam, and then do a brand new puzzle. How about that? Brand new puzzle.
That was the show being like, stop yelling at us.
Yeah, exactly. They asked Jeff about it on his podcast, and he was like, oh yeah, we talked about that for a long time, that eventually that was going to happen, and it finally did. So we had to do a reset. It's like, yeah, man, we all knew that was going to, like, if you knew this was going to happen, why did you not do this earlier? But whatever. He thought it was so fun, you know? So Maria wins this one. Jeff asks why winning immunity at Final Six is so important to a Survivor fan. What? You should know, Jeff. Why are you asking that? It's a stupid question. Okay, everybody back at camp agrees to vote for Q, but finally for real this time. This time it's actually happening.
They're actually doing it.
Can you imagine if they finally went to vote out Q and he was the only one to play the idol all season correctly?
He can't keep getting away with it.
Maria thinks she can take Charlie out right now, but nobody knows about Q's idol except Maria, says Q. Stop telling people about your idols. And also play your idols.
Play them and don't tell people about them. No one has been able to do either of those things this entire season.
I think it's so...
Hunter, I guess Hunter didn't really... No, Hunter did tell everybody, and then they didn't believe him.
Yeah, at the last minute. God. It's so dumb. Maria is feeling bittersweet about her best friend being voted out of the game. And who's Maria's best friend?
Is it Charlie?
Well, that's what she claims, but who's Maria's actual best friend? What I'm saying is Maria's more right than she knows in her feeling.
Oh, Q. Q is her actual best friend.
Before we talk about that voted out, though, we do need to discuss these wildlife shots. We've got snake, we've got shark. Thomas, did you see? We got tons of boobies.
We need to move on.
We got the yellow and blue back fusilier, blue and gold fusilier, or yellow tail fusilier, also called the beautiful fusilier. In what oceans can they be found? As you might expect, they're yellow and blue fish.
Are they in the Pacific and Indian Ocean?
You would be correct. How long are they? The fish, not the oceans.
I'll say they're 9 to 12 inches.
10 to 16 inches, close enough. What is their habitat?
Do they live in like coral reefs?
Hitting the nail on the head. And finally, how do they live and move around?
Are they in colonies?
And what is a colony called for a fish?
Schools, I guess. Schools,
yeah. They are studious fishes going to schools. Where do you think they rank on the IUCN red list?
I'm going to say least concern.
You'd be correct. Yep. Not a ton of fun facts about the fusilier, but there they are. Okay, let's talk about this tribal council. They walk in very excited to chat with him, Jeff Probst. Why? They were so excited. They're like, oh, Jeff, we got a big one for you this week. But it kind of felt like a normal tribal council, didn't it not?
Yeah, it was pretty normal.
But compared to the craziness that this season has had for tribal council.
It could have been pretty big if someone had done something, but...
Kenzie compares everybody to family members. She says Liz was the cranky grandma. She says Maria was their aunt, but it definitely felt like she wanted to say mom and then caught herself at the last minute. I don't know why she felt she would be offended by that. Like, Maria feels like she's leaned into the mom role of this tribe. I don't know. Charlie is the family dog. Would you feel insulted if you were compared to a dog when everybody else got a human role?
I would, because we did do a group picture in high school with our friends one time where we were replicating the cover of the game Clue, and I had to be the dog that had the gun in his mouth. And you know what? Took it a little personally.
Well, Thomas, as I recall, you did not dress up for that party, and everybody else did. So, because Thomas was a cool guy.
That's right.
He doesn't too dress cool up for parties. Yeah, too cool for costumes. Ben talks about writing Kenzie's name by accident, and Jeff tells us he watches a lot of police interrogation videos. Did you know this about Jeff Probst?
No. But you know what? He's got cop vibes, so.
Yeah. Q says this vote will be a group coming together. Don't you know it, Q? They vote, and once again, the idol holder does not play their idol and is instead voted out. 4-2 against Q.
Still zero idol plays. We've had, was it four players have gone home with an idol in their pocket now?
Four in a row. Six total.
I guess it's five if you count Randon, right? Didn't Randon have an idol?
And Jem. But she was voted out pre-merge.
And then, so after that, it's been Tiff, Hunter.
Whoever was voted out last week, and then
Venus.
Q. Venus.
And then Q, yeah.
I don't even think about Venus anymore, now that she's not on screen for most of the episode.
I was just trying to think if there was anyone else I forgot, but I think that's everybody.
Yeah, that's everybody. Randon, Jem, Tiff, Hunter. Wait, was it Tiff and then Hunter or Hunter and then Tiff?
It was Hunter and then Tiff.
Hunter, Tiff, Venus, and now Q. So we've got Charlie, Maria, Kenzie, Liz, and Ben in the finale. Only one person is voting with 100% correct votes left.
It's Charlie.
It's Charlie. Maria is the only person who went down in her placement.
He got the better of her this time.
Yep. Maria, Kenzie, and Liz are all now voting correctly 83% of the time. And Ben probably should be at 83% also, but he's at 66 after that Kenzie vote last week. Whoops. Okay, so last week you had 29 points. I had 27. Obviously, Tiff and Venus did not make it through the episode. You said Q would win reward. He did not. I said Kenzie would. She did. Got a point for that. You said they would have a spa visit. I said they would ride a helicopter. Neither of those happened. You said Charlie would win immunity. I said Q. Neither of those happened. You said Maria would be voted out. I said Charlie. One of those neither almost of those. Happened. No random points, no product placement points for either of us this week. Yeah. Charlie has not turned on his allies, though. This time, I mean. Okay, so now is the time for our finale predictions. Who is winning any reward in the finale? And this includes Final Three Feast. Don't forget.
I'm going to say that Charlie will be winning reward.
I will say Kenzie continues her reward trick. What will the reward be?
I mean, they're gonna have some mimosas, I would bet.
I was going to say eggs. Okay, what? No, sorry. Who is going to win immunity?
I'll say Charlie will win immunity at some point.
I mean, yeah, it's bound to happen. I'll stick with Maria. And who? Oh wait, not who's getting voted out, because everybody's getting voted out at this point. Who's taking fifth place?
I'm going to say that Maria is going to take fifth place.
I'm going to say Charlie takes fifth place. Who is taking fourth place?
I am going to say that Liz takes fourth place.
I was also feeling fourth place for Liz. Who's taking third?
I will say Ben is taking third place.
Ben feels like the appropriate person for third also. Second goes to...
I'm going to zig here. I'm going to say Charlie.
I am going to say Maria. Oh, wait. Does that mean you're going to say Kenzie wins?
Yes.
Okay, I'm saying Kenzie takes second. Maria wins. Okay. And finally, who's getting that Sia money? It's a lot of good picks this season.
There is a lot. I'm going to say Q gets the money.
Yeah, obviously he needs his seed money for his Q skirt business. It's been a while since we referenced him, but I am going to say Banu gets the Sia money.
No, do not give Banu... Did you see the thing that got posted in our Survivor DM that Banu still has more confessionals than Ben does? He has one confessional lead over him.
That's so wild. I can't believe that. This show was unbearable for that first third.
It was horrible.
All right, Thomas, this week we did get questions. Nope, not questions. This week we got letters from loved ones. So you can tell us the name of this week's quotes quiz. It's so nasty that it's probably somewhat of a travesty
having me. Then he told the people you can call me your majesty. Keep everyone's love life matches a romantic movie trope. Which one are you? Find out the truth about your love life.
Yeah. I spent a
good while.
What
does this have to do with Survivor? Just wondering.
Because it's loved ones.
Of course.
I looked up for a good loved ones quiz all day today. It took me all day. And then I saw this and I was like, oh, this is perfect. I know how much you love tropes. That's your one true love, is tropes.
I do love tropes. Jeff Tropes.
There we go. Okay, first question. What do you value most in a relationship? I feel like we've had this question in a previous quiz.
Yeah, probably.
Come up with some new questions, BuzzFeed. Trustworthiness, adventure, passion, feeling wanted, reliability, comfort.
You know I want that comfort, baby.
I mean, comfort is wonderful. I'm going to want to feel wanted, though. You know how I am. What's your biggest flaw? Come on, man. What, is this a fucking job interview? Rebellious, you're indecisiveness, stubborn, not a team player, won't step out of comfort zone, insecure.
All right, let's do a classic won't step out of comfort zone. Let's go.
Oh, nice. Yeah, you do love comfort. I'll say rebellious. Don't tell me what to fucking wear. Get out of here. Pick a movie. I did think this was
what does it related say? The Titanic.
The boat.
Have you seen James Cameron's The Titanic?
Yeah, the boat that he made in the 1800s. Okay, Twilight, The Titanic, The To All the Boys I've Loved Before, The Pride and the Prejudice, The Notebook, The 13 Going on 30.
I guess I'll take 13 Going on 30.
Because it's got Mark Ruffalo in it?
It does have Mark Ruffalo in it.
I will... I guess I'll say To All the Boys I've Loved Before. I have not seen that movie, but it seems cute. Yeah, I'm not picking any of the other ones. Sorry. Choose a holiday. Christmas, Halloween, Valentine's Day, 4th of July, Thanksgiving, New Year's. What is this Christmas? Do they mean Chris-miz?
Chris-miz, of course.
Oh, they spell it so
weird. Well, since they don't
say
that, I can't pick it. I guess I'll pick obviously. Halloween.
Yeah, Halloween's the only appropriate one. Why is Halloween the text so small where the rest of them are so big? Oh, Thanksgiving's really small, too. That's so weird. Perfect date. Picnic in a secret spot, arcade, escape room, dinner and a movie, night in, going for drinks or coffee.
I think that I've said this before, but I hate picnics.
Yeah, that's. I remember that from high school as well. You hate picnics as much as you hate looking up. You hate picnics as much as you hate dressing up for parties.
It's true.
I'm going to say going out for drinks and or coffee. I added the and.
I'll say dinner and a movie. I do love dinner and a classic movie.
Which do you do first?
Dinner first.
Interesting. I think movie
first. I guess you
first.
Could do movie then dinner, but
but then you have to know the
you
person
see,
beforehand.
You gotta start pretty early for that. You need to see, like, a matinee.
I love a matinee. That's my old man thing. Not golf, but matinees. A 3 p.m. movie? Ugh. Don't get me started. Go watch your golf. I'm going to take a nap in the air-conditioned movie theater. Pick a state to live in. New York, Washington, Pennsylvania, California, Georgia, Texas. I don't live in any of those states. I guess California, if I have to pick.
Yeah, I think I'm also going to pick California.
California. Okay, pick a music genre. Pop, country, alternative, hip-hop, R&B, all types of music.
All types of music.
Yeah, that's great. I'm going to pick alternative.
This one's weird because the next one is weird because it says pick a color, and it says yellow, blue, green, red, purple, black, but they're all in pink. They're all pink boxes.
Yeah, try harder. Oh, we forgot to give credit to the author of this quiz, too, which is important, you know. This is Emmy Koo 1703, the community contributor with only 510 points. Maybe if Emmy Koo had put the colors in the appropriate colors, they'd have more points. That's a game on whatever that brain app is. The fact that I don't know the title is really evidence that I need to use it more. But there's a game where you have to figure out if the color or the color that the word is describing or the color that the word is printed in. And they're not always the same color. I don't know if I described that super well, but it's a very difficult game. Anyway, pick a color. Yellow, blue, green, red, purple, black.
Blue.
Purple. Easy. What's your sign, Thomas? Oh, how perfect.
Yeah, this one does actually fit.
Pisces.
Leo.
Leo DiCaprio over here. Biggest fear, disappointing the people you love, sharing your feelings, dying alone, not being able to pursue your passion, failing or taking risks. Oh,
failing.
Man. There's so many things to be afraid of here. Sharing your feelings does not sound fun at all. Taking risks, dying alone, not being able to pursue my passion. What passion? I'm going to also say failing. Because if you don't try, you can't fail. And that's our whole thing. I have a certain passion to always be right, and you're going to fall for someone who challenges that. Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer. That's right, it's enemies to lovers. And I've got Chris Pine and Anne Hathaway shooting on Archie.
I have the same thing, and I'm curious what... I thought maybe it was Ella Enchanted, but I don't see that Chris Pine is in that, so I'm not entirely sure what this is.
I believe that is the Princess Diaries 2.
It's one of the Princess Diaries, okay.
Yeah. I knew Chris Pine was... What's his name? Chris Pine?
Chris Pine is John Prine's son, I assume.
Sure. I just dragged the image into the URL bar like it would tell me what movie this is.
Princess Diaries 2, Royal Engagement. He played Nicholas Devereaux.
Devereaux. Okay, Thomas.
Devereaux Wigs.
Shout out your social medias at all?
Oh, man. I'm just thinking about the Devereaux Wigs commercial now. Yeah. They're no longer made from dead people's hair. Anyway, yeah, you can follow me at Tom.Tom on both bsky.social and X, the site formerly known as Twitter.
We were talking about movies from the early to mid-2000s earlier, and I want to say I paused the movie 13, which I've never seen before, to record this here, and I'm going to finish it when we're done, but I really do want to just watch Detroiters now. Now that we say, ooh, Devereaux.
Did you watch the schedule release video that Tim and Sam made for The Lion?
Of course I didn't.
No, dude, you got to watch that. It's basically a Detroiters thing.
Okay, I'll watch it then. I think it's so silly, the schedule releases, and like the logo releases and the new field releases. It's like, get over yourself.
Schedule releases are dumb, but it has created at minimum two videos that are actually funny. That one and the Titans one, where they were just interviewing people on Broadway in Nashville and showing them team logos and telling them what they're asking them to name them. At one point with the Chargers in the first one that they did, it was like a couple and the guy was kind of confused and was going, and then his girlfriend went, Lightning McQueen! And they immediately cut to the logo with just Lightning McQueen under it.
That's pretty good. This show is on YouTube, The Only Fun Survivor Podcast, on youtube.com/ The Only Fun Survivor Podcast, I assume. I had come up with a new tagline for us since Jeff Probst basically stole ours, but I've since forgotten what it was. So maybe it'll come back to me in the future. What can people comment on YouTube?
They can comment. Ha, very funny smiley face.
Okay. That's great. Our last poll asked, do you miss Venus? Who do you think won? Yes, no, maybe so.
Maybe so.
Maybe so got 13% of the vote. No got 13% of the vote. Yes, got 75% of the vote, obviously.
No maybe so's about
everybody
it.
Everybody misses Venus. Yeah. Well, 13% of maybe so's. A few shows on patreon.com/justpodcast. Any shout out you want to do there, Thomas Powell?
Yeah, I'll shout out. I always love to shout out Did You Sleep Last Night?
And it is almost bedtime for us over here. In podcast world. Do you want to thank the fans when we're finishing?
I would love
here?
To thank the listeners. Thank you for listening.
I can't wait for a couple weeks from now when we start fans versus favorites.
listeners versus favorites.
Do you want to, what can people write on the review portion of whatever Apple podcast reviews they choose to?
This is my favorite podcast. I like it better than all the other podcasts. I give it a big thumbs up.
What I meant to say was wherever they listen to podcasts. I said Apple too many times, but yeah. Okay, well, you heard us complaining about the summer earlier, so we got to say, have a great summer.
Jesus. When they zoom out, there's a Volkswagen. The car they're in front of is like a Volkswagen. It's clearly product placement, but they're just parked in the middle of like a field. Like it's
like in a car commercial.
Yeah, it's bizarre. Like they're at the school, but they're just parked in the middle of the grass.
Maybe there was like a event that they needed to get to that was in the middle of the field, and they didn't want to walk over the grass.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe it was a high school football game they were attending. Was it a Kong versus Godzilla high school football movie? Was it Friday Night Lights, but with Godzilla and King Kong?
Yeah, pretty much.
And also, isn't there a Godzilla Minus One that just came out? Is that the same Godzilla?
Yeah, that's different. That's a Japanese-produced movie.
Why would they do that?
What do you mean, why would they do that?
Why would they release two Godzilla movies?
They didn't release... It's not the same studio releasing the movie.
Hollywood released two different Godzilla movies.
Godzilla Minus One is not a Hollywood movie.
It's a movie. That means it's a Hollywood movie. All movies come from Hollywood, obviously.
Jake, I think that you should come out publicly on the record and be like, I don't think that Japan should be allowed to make Godzilla movies.
Yeah. Yeah, Godzilla's American now, so... I guess... Who can we give Japan in, like, a trade?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Cloverfield! Oh my god, let's give them Cloverfield!
Wow, what a shitty trade for them. Honey, I Blew Up the Kids.
There we go. Japan gets the Honey, I Blew Up... Honey, I...
Yeah,
Japan gets the Honey Eye franchise.
All those very active Rick Moranis franchises. Rick Moranis, get ready to learn Japanese, buddy. Smarten up, Probst.